Governor Bill Walker announced today that Jana Lindemuth will be Alaska's next Attorney General. She replaces Craig Richards, who resigned abruptly last week. The change is part of a major overhaul of Walker's leadership team. More than a quarter of Walker's cabinet has turned over in a little more than 2 months. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO covered the announcement. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Lori.
So what did Governor Walker say about why he picked Lindemuth?
The governor cites two things in particular. Lindemuth's commitment to the state as a lifelong Alaskan and as someone who's done pro bono work with the law firm Dorsey & Whitney on cases like the Fairbanks Four. That was the case of three Alaska Native men and a fourth man who were convicted in a 1997 murder and were released last year after a judge vacated their convictions.
Her passion for Alaska is really what I was struck by. And I think that's really key. And I see that in my cabinet members, that they do have a passion for Alaska. And that's absolutely critical to accomplish our mission.
What did Lindemuth have to say about the Fairbanks Four case?
She says it's the most meaningful legal work she's done in her life. She also says she's committed to justice for all Alaskans. And it's important to keep in mind that there are real people affected by every legal decision.
I really am truly honored to be a part of that case. I truly believed in the innocence of those four men, and I'm really happy that they're out of prison now and enjoying life like the rest of us.
Andrew, what do we know about Jana Lindemuth's priorities?
Lori, she stayed away from saying what her priorities would be as Attorney General. She says it's too soon. Walker only contacted her about the job late last week after Richards resigned.
Well, what else did the governor talk about in his press avail today?
He introduced three other cabinet members who he'd previously announced: Natural Resources Commissioner Andy Mack, Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan, and Education Commissioner Michael Johnson. Mack comes from the private equity firm PT Capital, and Monaghan is a former public safety commissioner, and was most recently the acting corrections commissioner. And Johnson served as Copper River School District's superintendent in Glen Allen. Mack says the state should be paying offense in making plans for projects like the proposed natural gas pipeline.
All right. Thank you, Andrew, for that update.
Thanks, Laurie.
That was APRN and KTOO state government reporter Andrew Kitchenman.